where the uncompromised word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Join me at 3 p.m. on Wednesdays here on KFNX 1100 a.m. for Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Over and over again, blindly following the plan. And so they took that and they trained us to believe that our life was go to school, get a job, save your money, 401k, IRA, and retire at age 65, but it failed.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Stay up late. Alex Jones, After Dark. Nights 1 to 4 a.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Achtung, America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. You have reached the radio imperium of absolute power. And you are my Roman Praetorian Guard, protecting the KFNX station empire from imminent enemy attack and sounding off the alarm of the danger the nation faces. And you are armed to the teeth in case of any national emergency or invasion, as we all know that we are a world at war. This past weekend, there was a leftist militant Antifa mob in the streets of Portland. Much of it we can't play for you due to too much profanity, but this is what it did sound like on the streets. Folks, that's a leftist mob you just heard in the streets of Portland, Oregon. Antifa thugs. This is stage 5 of a Marxist takeover of America. As former KGB agent Tito Bezhemov once explained, that once the Bolshevik scum have brainwashed our youth, they will then use them for the final stage of a violent takeover of America. And without a doubt, we are in a life or death battle and struggle for the future of America. This story is not going to end well, America. We won't give power to the angry left-wing mob. That's what the Democrats have now become, with their leaders of Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and others.
I think people aren't on guard against mobs, particularly law-abiding. Peaceable Americans. They don't want to stir up trouble. And, you know, don't worry, don't respond to the mob. My argument is the reverse. You must always smash a mob because they're dangerous.
Here's where we are. Open communists infest government-funded universities, destroying the minds of the young. The left these days is regularly initiating force in order to block or retaliate against speakers. Speakers whose opinions they disagree with or whose arguments they cannot easily rebut.
Antifa! You know, they show up in the helmets and the black masks, and they've got clubs and they've got everything.
This is what Antifa is. This is what the anti-Trump movement is.
Become kind of a symbol.
Excuse me. What about the alt-left? Do they have any semblance of guilt?
The first shot, there was a couple of seconds, but then there was a succession of maybe 5 or 10 shots in a row, and people began to drop. Representative Scalise was out at second base, probably about 50 yards from me, and it was also sort of a killing field. It was wide open with an AR-15. Then there's probably a burst of 50 to 60 shots.
Why do you say it's an AR-15?
It just, people said the sound of it sounded like it, and it did appear that he had a rifle.
They're trying to take away our culture. They're trying to take away our history. Plenty of anarchists. They don't want to talk about the anarchists.
We won't let them take over America. We will not cede or give power or be weak to the leftist mob. We will be very strong and vigilant and resolute as the days go forward. Judge Kavanaugh is now confirmed, but the battle is far from over, since the militant Democrats wish to now impeach him. And also to attack all Trump supporters in public, in restaurants, in stores, and even in their homes, as they now seek revenge, as they have lost total power. It has already been confirmed that communist George Soros has been funding the anti-Kavanaugh protesters to make their protests go viral across the land. The militant leftists are a ticking time bomb in America. And whether they win or lose in the midterm elections, it does not matter, for they will attack America and its people, as there will be chaos, anarchy, fire, and destruction, in my estimation, during the midterm elections. Be ready for anything, Mr. and Mrs. America. Now, tonight, we have two special VIP guests for you. J.D. from the Article 5 Hour and the D-Man. From the Talkin' Rockin' One Radio Show. You will change the format a bit tonight, and they will each bring up a topic that we will discuss. I have no idea the topics that they want to discuss for you. So this will be a surprise for all of us, and a very informative night for all concerned. The big show! We have two great KFNX hosts. All the shows on KFNX are fantastic. This is a radio battleship. And tonight, we will start the show as you are the protectors of America and the Earth.
John Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Get to know the locals behind local businesses Saturdays at 3 p.m. as they tell their stories. The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
What is your current retirement plan set up for? Would you like to develop a plan that provides income not affected by stock market fluctuation, inflation, and interest rates? Create retirement income that continues to protect you, even in the event of health issues or with the need for long-term care. Schedule a consultation with the Paladino Financial Group by visiting www.paladinofinancialgroup.com and take the first step to planning smart for your retirement. PaladinoFinancialGroup.com.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Have brunch with me, Shoeshine Mike, Fridays from 11 to noon here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, sponsored by Camelback Toyota. It's a fresh take on news, pop culture and sports, and events about the valley. The Shoeshine Mike Radio Hour, Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Have dessert first.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here tonight. In God we trust. We will crush the leftist mobs in America. Make no mistake about that. Our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. ArizonaGoldExchange.com. And this is episode 137 of the legendary show. This is the Judge Kavanaugh Protester Meltdown Show Special tonight. Are you ready, America, for a great show? Oh, yeah, baby. Get ready. Let's get J.D. on for the Article 5 Hour, and then we'll get to the Highwayman at the end. But J.D., are you there tonight, sir?
Well, I'm here. It's the great Von Wehunt Show, and thanks for having me on, sir.
Anytime, sir. Proud to have you on. Folks, J.D. has got the Article 5 Hour on Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Catch that show. Fantastic. And what are your thoughts tonight, sir, about the State of the Union?
Well, indeed, you did cover the events over the weekend quite well in your opening.
Thank you,
and I applaud you for that. And painting a picture in our minds of what we have to look forward to, because the mob thinks they're going to rule us, but it's not going to happen. So I'm glad that you covered the on-ground aspect of that. So now I want to add another frightening dimension to the mix, the cyber takeover of our minds by the evil Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other social media cabal, but yes, mostly it's Google. And let me start with this. I watched a movie called The Creepy Line. Hmm. It is a documentary by Peter Schweizer. If you don't know who Peter Schweizer is, he is the guy that's done, he exposed Clinton, and with a book. I forget the title of the book, and he just wrote another one about the deep state. And Schweizer is universally hated by the left because of his expose nature in which he writes books. And he is the creator of this documentary called The Creepy Line, which is an 80-minute-long documentary. You can purchase it online. If you're an Amazon Prime customer, you get it free already. So you can go to your Prime account and just look for thecreepyline.com on the web. And I got to tell you, you need to watch this movie. It is incredible what these people are up to. Every single bit of information you've ever typed into your computer is stored and kept, and they have a profile of everything you've ever done on the internet.
Oh my God. Now, just in time for Halloween. That is creepy.
Most people know, I don't know who knows this and who doesn't know this. Let's just put it there. But that has been going on. Now, as you might recall, Google's company motto used to be, "Don't be evil." Mm-hmm. Remember that?
I do.
They dropped that unceremoniously in 2011 because too many people were pointing out that what they do with your data is, in fact, evil. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so rather than fight that, they just unceremoniously deleted that company motto back in 2011, and for good reason, because what they do with your data will scare the living crap out of you. And here, furthermore, they go into the detail of the algorithms where they rank searches. Well, they rank searches according to what their bias is. 100 people in a room decide what you're going to see when you type in a search. Now, if you're looking for a can of dog food, that's not very alarming. But if you're looking for who should I vote for in the Senate race, it is very alarming because they are forming our minds. There was a study done where they had an equal amount of, they had a certain amount of known undecided people for an election. Mm-hmm. And they had them search the candidates with bias and without bias. And the end result of the study, they were able to sway 10% of the vote.
God, really? Amazing.
Just by the search. Now, this is not the only thing they're up to. They also, when they collect, they're all in every, do you have Gmail?
Yes, I do.
They have everything you've ever written, even as a draft.
God forbid, that's going to take volumes.
Well, they have it all.
God.
Okay? Everything. Google is in control of over 100 platforms on the internet.
Jeez.
And every one of us use 4 or 5 of them at least.
Right.
And the federal government has moved some of their stuff into Gmail. So now you've got this meld between the Google surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
And government goings on, whatever they use email for.
Mm-hmm.
Totally unbelievable. Now, they are actually rewiring your mind with Google.
I've heard that before. They are.
At a time.
Yes, sir.
This is so frightening. And as it relates to this election, I already clued you into how it is. If you're undecided and you type it in, you are going to get results that will try their best way. And guess what? They're the experts at doing this. It's a mind-altering machine, and they know how to run it.
Mm. They want to confirm your liberal bias, you know?
They want to steer you to their way of thinking.
Right.
Now, these will be the first ones to call someone on the right a fascist, when in fact they are the fascists. They are the Google fascists.
That's right.
They are the ones that are taking a multinational corporation and trying to get control over all human activity. And that is what they are doing. And it is frightening. And that's what I wanted to add to the mix. Please be aware of the bias that is inherent in everything social media. They are programming our minds with the stuff. Now, it doesn't so much concern me for old guys like me, but when you have a 17 or 18-year-old that's glued to this device, this surveillance device, which is exactly what it is,
mm-hmm.
collecting data on that individual whenever they have it anywhere near them, okay, whether it's on, off, it's always collecting data. Now, if you grow up and that's all you ever know, you
right.
don't see what's wrong with that.
Right,
JD, to push back on this stuff.
I totally agree with you. Let's get the highwayman on our conversation. He's been holding for a while. He's got a question to pose to you and to the show. Highwayman, are you there tonight?
Yes, I am, General Longley Hunt.
Great, sir.
One statement that JD made about Google, they are all tied to China, too. They have a grain, a chip the size of a grain of...
Yes, JD, what do you have to say about that?
Embedded
they
in all
are more,
electronics.
They are more than willing. They are more than willing to help China create a walled-off communication system that is totally surveilled by the totalitarian government. Now, this company Google used to be a company that said, oh, we're a neutral platform.
Right.
We want freedom of speech. Nothing could be further from the truth. They want freedom of speech just along as you agree with the 100 supervisors in the room dialing down or up your... feeding what information they want you to have when you type in a search. And what they're trying to do is get control of basically all human behavior. I know it sounds weird and
30 seconds,
science fiction. It's not science fiction. It's in our face right now.
That's right. JD, thank you so much. Words of wisdom. Like JD said, Google is a bunch of BS, a lot of Bernie Sanders. Folks, stay tuned. JD, we thank you for the Article 5 Hour. Catch his show every Sunday at 4. The D-Man is next. Don't go anywhere.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
At least 6 are reported dead in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Michael's march of destruction through Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Miguel Marquez describes the damage in Mexico Beach.
Beautiful homes and businesses, and literally they have been scrubbed, washed, buzzsawed down to the foundation. That is sadly the situation with much of Mexico Beach right now.
There's more information out about an Army recruitment program that booted out hundreds of immigrant enlistees. Carrie Shoemaker explains.
It had been unclear how many immigrant enlistees were discharged, but the Associated Press has found the U.S. Army released more than 500 soldiers over the course of a year. They were recruited for their language or medical skills and promised a fast track to citizenship in exchange for their service. The program was put on hold in 2016 amid screening concerns.
Just ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, right now Dow futures down 221, Nasdaq's down 71. I'm Elliot Francis.
The choice of a lawyer is...
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, there's a slight chance of rain tonight. Humidity mostly cloudy, low 65. There's a 2 in 10 chance for showers on Friday. Wrapping up the week, humidity mostly cloudy with a high of 81. Saturday, there's a 3 in 10 chance for showers. We could have an afternoon thunderstorm. Humidity partly sunny with a high of 80. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 75 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Phoenix? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Phoenix area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Phoenix is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
It's a great time of year to be outdoors, enjoying local streams and rivers. We assume these waters are safe and clean, but for the most part, no one knows. That's a problem, one we can do something about. The Isaac Walton League of America can help us get started, from stream cleanups to simple water quality tests. Visit iwla.org/radio today. That's iwla.org/radio.
Thank you for being here. They discount us. They call us names like deplorables, the dregs of society. Good. I want them to keep doing that 24/7. So as they chastise and malign us, we are the strong riptide in America, the strong undercurrent in the land and the world. Our ideology and our heart and mind is the fist in their face, as each day we grow in brute strength. Now, we have lots of callers. When you call the show, stand your ground and make your point heard. We will get to all of you in due time, I promise you.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And I love to become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Yeah, come on, honey.
I have asked the commanding general, General Westmoreland, what more he needs to meet this mounting aggression. he has told me, and we will meet his needs. I have today ordered to Vietnam the Air Mobile Division and certain other forces which will raise our fighting strength from 75,000 to 125,000 men almost immediately. Additional forces will be needed later.
That's right, my friends, and you are the additional forces. We will not let the leftist mob take away our streets. Let's get the D-Man on, the infamous D-Man, our VIP guest. How are you tonight, sir?
Thank you, my brother, for having me on. You are like a super patriot, my brother. You really are. You know I love you to death.
I love you too, D-Man. You and JD are like brothers to me, man. And
yeah.
We are. And we are not taking any prisoners. You know?
Yeah,
glad to have you on the show.
No, thanks. I was catching some smiles with JD because, you know, what he's talking about is absolutely right. They're all over the media. What's going on this, what I'm going to cover here is the main reason all this is occurring. And I go over it week in week. You do too, and so does everybody else. Bottom line is, you have these idiots, right? Holder, he's out telling people, let's kick and let's go. This is the new Democrat Party. The Kavanaugh thing. You at what? DHS, Nelson came out this week saying the Chi-Coms
yes.
are trying to affect our election because they don't like Donald Trump. But meanwhile, my subject is Rodney Frodney Rosenstein. Frodney, me boy, refuses to go get questioned today.
So true.
Right? Okay, now, what I'm trying to interlink in everything is there's no repercussion, and it all goes to him. He's leading, you know as well as I do, Jeff Sessions is just, he's out fishing every day. But what you have going on is you have somebody that's involved in all of this, too, that's running our law department. So not only is the Internet allowed to get away with this crap, the Democrat Party's allowed to get away with this crap. Just like, look, they sent that FBI agent in to talk to that Rodriguez.
Yes,
we heard that last week,
yes.
Like to change her story. The FBI, our law departments, just like they questioned Ray, he wouldn't answer questions today. The other day, are you guys still surveilling? He won't answer that when he could just sit and say, no, we're not. Bottom line is our whole law department, that's why this country is upside down. There's no law and order. You got the insane. They're running the nut house. I mean, to be realistic, that is what is wrong right now, man.
Yes.
You also, you know what I mean?
Up is down, down is up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we know the deal is we were all waiting. I think it was today, but they did it the other day. Frodney flies around on Air Force One with Trump. Believe me, Trump's going to fire him. I know Trump knows what's going on, but the bottom line is, he lies about it. He jokes about everything he's doing wrong. When meanwhile you have McCabe, he's a liar. But you know these people are all going to start. They're all singing Page, and then we find out what last week with James Baker. Number one, what we learned with him was that he dealt with the Democrat attorney. Number two, he dealt with the media, and number three, he was present in all these meetings. So everybody is throwing everybody. We're getting the stories. The question to be answered is, he didn't show up because he doesn't want to lie under oath.
Right.
What say you? I mean, that's my whole, I'm fed up with these people because that's our problem, brother, is law and order.
Yes, I totally agree, D-Man. And did you like that intro, The Doors, Light My Fire, with the Vietnam Overture? That was for you.
Absolutely. No, I love it. Isn't Donald Trump lighting the liberals' fire? They can't handle him.
He is,
they've
man,
been destroyed, my man, for the last 2 weeks.
Trump is invincible. The leftist hasn't figured that out yet. They keep trying to attack him and Kavanaugh, and kudos to him for not backing out. We have a leftist mob, man, that's in Congress, in the Senate, in the streets. They're trying to get their Marxist crews together. All across the land. This is no joke, folks. This is no conjecture. no opinion. If you dig a little deep, like D-Man does and JD and myself and many of you are great patriots, we know what's going on. And they want mayhem in our streets, you know?
Well, brother, even it goes as far as to you have people in the Senate that are actually involved with George Soros and in the Congress. So yeah, there we go again. It reverts back to no law and order. Why aren't people being, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we know George Soros is pulling his stuff, too. There should be a warrant for, you know, there is. He does have a warrant, whatever they call it in Russia. Putin wants him.
Yes.
So I don't understand why we don't investigate him. There should be a warrant. He is 90% of the funding with Hillary Clinton. They all are in these groups together.
And yes, Soros is funding all these groups across America. He's funding the terrorists. He's funding Antifa.
Yes.
He's funding these senators and these congresspeople that are Democrat leftists who hate you, Mr. and Mrs. America. They hate shows like KFNX, your show, JD's and mine. We are the people's voice. We're the last thing they've got, you know?
Oh, no, you're spot on. Spot on.
And they got nothing else. The newspapers are bought and paid for, you know? And so is the TV. All the American people have is radio. That's it.
Yeah, and you're wrong. And this is the good news that people should actually see. And if you watch, I didn't watch it, but I read some, and I'm sure you did too, but we had the American Music Awards on last night.
Yes.
And you saw that Taylor Swift, she wanted to go out and be a little trollop. So she got treated. Sure, she won the award, but meanwhile, they lost massive ratings. And you also have that John Mayer, which is an overrated blues player. These people are, I don't understand. I understand back in my days, the rock and rollers were peace, love, and hey, and they weren't into war and all this stuff, but they really didn't pull this hatred. Because if you follow the Democrat Party, what does Donald Trump say? And it is 100% pure.
Yes.
You're a mob squad.
Let's get the highwayman on to ask you a question really
Absolutely.
Quick. We got a million more
brother.
Calls. Highwayman, state your business. Let's patch him through. He's still holding there. Okay, if we lost him, let's get the Irish pirate on.
Hello?
Oh, he's on. Okay.
I just wanted to interject a little good news.
Yes.
The sleepers Republican Party are starting to wake up. They're growing a backbone and a set of gonads.
It's about time.
Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, how they stood up and faced down the Democrats because of Kavanaugh and how the Democrats treated him.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
Well, but
don't trust the politicians. Remember, you're 3 weeks away from an election.
Yes, and they're massive.
These people, what turned this whole thing around for the Republican Party was the American people calling these senators saying, what the hell are you doing? It took them 2 weeks to stand up for this guy. The only person that stood up for Kavanaugh in plain English, man, was Donald Trump. The rest of them all sat back, and the person that lit the fuse before the bomb went off was Lindsey Graham. But these guys should have jumped on this 2 weeks before when they were attacking him and then his daughters. That's just absurd. Little girl. That's sick.
I know. D-Man, thank you so much for coming on the show.
We
love you, man.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you very much, D-Man. Folks, check out the show, Talkin' Rockin' One Radio Show, every Saturday night, 7 to 10. We support and we love all the other KFNX hosts. And folks, you just heard from the D-Man and JD. What a wonderful show tonight. I love it.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
you can own your own home. Choosing Gateway Mortgage Group connects you with a highly experienced team whose goal is focused on your best interest. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or simply seeking down payment assistance, Gateway Mortgage Group has programs for you. Call right now to schedule your free first-time homebuyer counseling or investor education at 844-YES-GATEWAY. That's 844-YES-GATEWAY. Don't hesitate. Find out how many thousands of dollars you can save. Call 844-YES-GATEWAY. That's 844-YES-GATEWAY. And open the door to financial security.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid. Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates. Vitamin K as MK7. And full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Wow, what an incredible show tonight. My U.S. Air Force father called in the napalm airstrikes in Vietnam against the Ho Chi Minh Vietnamese communists. We may have to do it again to the Marxist mob in America. Our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Everything you need, guns, gold, and silver. If you call on the show, you'll be entered in the drawing of 1/10 of 1 ounce gold coin to be given away. We have a gold coin giveaway each month this fall. So stay tuned, America. This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. We're burning up the airwaves tonight. We got some great callers. We'll have a rapid-fire segment. Let's get the Irish Pirate on. Patch him through our Enigma code machine. Irish, are you there tonight?
The Irish Pirate is here, Von Wehhunt.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I want to expound on something you said. The last thing the Americans have is AM radio.
That's right.
And I have some bad news if you think that's holding up, because as of right now, a man named James Sue, a Los Angeles area businessman, owns, co-owns, or leases virtually all the airtime on 15 U.S. radio stations, and he's working very hard on getting more of them.
We know.
The programming is 60% owned by Chinese Radio International.
Yes.
And I'll just name some of the locations. The 50,000 Water in Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, Atlanta, Dallas. You can hear that one from here. And they're 24-7, 365 Chinese to America in English. I mean, yes. Give me a break. Houston, Galveston, Texas, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Honolulu. KWRM can be heard from here every night, but they're in Chinese. That's hard to tell.
The Chinese government is trying to subvert AM radio in America. They have made no bones about it. You're right, Irish.
Right. And the last one I was going to mention is in San Francisco, and that one you can hear when 1510's off the air.
Yes. Yes, but, it's true. They are trying to meddle in our politics, meddle in our media, and they know that talk radio is the last vestige of the people's voice in America.
And it was said by Highwaymen, anybody that's in the middle of the road, that's what they're looking for. They're not looking to try and sway me.
Right.
I don't think so. I think they're looking for everybody I haven't reached yet, which makes me want to talk twice as fast and get three times as energetic. And I don't know about you, but, I mean, this is the time. We are the tip of the spear.
We are. Period. We will beat them back. Irish, thank you so much for calling the show tonight, sir. Call back anytime. We love you, man.
You are welcome, Von Wee Hunt.
Thank you, Irish Pyre. Let's get Nathan on from Mesa, a new caller to the show. Nathan, are you there tonight?
Yes, calling in from the barrio, also known as Mesico, where in the East Valley, where the Mormons have sold out to the globalists and their UN Agenda 21 plan, their smart growth, their green economy crap.
God, yep. Doubt. I've been talking to you on Twitter, and yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, incidentally, speaking of the Mormon Church, they, mm-hmm. you know, every year, about last weekend, they did their little general conference thing. I don't know if Trump repealed the Johnson Amendment right after their coverage is up. Might want to ask your brothers in Salt Lake, mm-hmm. because right after they go to regular programming, they run an attack ad against Martha McSally's Senate campaign, but they dare not mention Kyrsten Sinema, an avowed socialist and avowed communist.
That's right.
Guys, I would think for a religious organization, why would you be promoting a socialist and a communist to where Christianity of any flavor does not thrive in those societies?
I totally agree.
At that point, you become a propaganda organ for the state.
That's right. Interesting.
And the Chinese, and basically the Chinese, Trump could technically hold military tribunals and go after Alphabet because technically Google and whatnot, they all started out as NSA projects. Google still has ties to the Geospatial Intelligence Agency. You know, that's where all the Google's mapping technology and whatnot comes from. The algorithm for their broken search engine used to belong to the National Security Agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, SWAT team them, shoot them.
I love it. We're going to have to do some of that to clean up America at some point. This is out of control. And I've always said it's going to blow up. And we all hope for peace and prosperity and good times for our people. But we know that the militant leftists do not want that for you. Like I've always said on my show, that is why we are a world of war.
But they're going to push it.
They are going to push it. I totally agree. The left folks, the Democrats, they are now the Marxist party in America. They want chaos. They want anarchy. They want Molotov cocktails in cop cars. They want people punched and beaten in the streets. These are their tactics going forward. Just know that. Nathan, your final mm-hmm. thoughts to America, sir.
I would say what you're seeing, you know, too many people are tuned into the Brendan Circus known as pro sports, but turn that off. And if people also pay attention, they would see a Red Dawn scenario coming.
I totally agree. And they will come with blue helmets and green fatigues from Russia and China. That's next week's show, by the way. Stay tuned, folks. Nathan, thank you so much for calling the show. Appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Let's get Brett the Surfer on and then Paul the Gladiator. Brett, are you surfing off the coast of Arizona?
Yeah, I'm in Florida this time. And things are, Mexico Beach got
you're rocking
hammered,
it like a
man.
Hurricane, man.
Yeah.
I should have played that Scorpion song again.
Yeah, yeah. Great song, by the way. I went to them in 84, man.
What?
But, you know, what's with the Dow? 1,300 points, man, in 2 days.
The Fed's raised rates. They're trying to sabotage the fantastic Trump economy. Now, I've always said the economy's doing good, but there's still people that need jobs. So if you're out there as an employer, hire, hire, hire. Yeah, I still talk to people that are professionals, and some aren't smart, but they need work. They still need jobs, you know?
Yeah. But you remember, the globalists want to collapse the economy as
well. They're trying
to. You know?
They're trying to. But we're not going to let them, Brett. We're going to fight them tooth and nail, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. And we got to just fight the good fight, man.
If I knew where Soros was living, you mark my words, I would napalm his entire compound. I'm not kidding you. I would napalm all his bodyguards, all his handlers. That'd be a big napalm strike with Von Wehunt's name all over it. That guy would be dust.
I totally agree.
He's an enemy of America.
He needs to be jacked, that's for sure.
Yes, and I'm an American first guy. 10 seconds, sir. Your last comments.
I think your show's great, man, and that we have to go out and vote. We can't let these Marxists and these communists and just come in and take over the government. And then, like you were saying, China and just taking over the airwaves. It's scary, man. So we have to stand strong and
I agree.
God willing, we're gonna come through, and we're gonna continue.
Thank you, Brett.
And God bless America, man.
Yes, America first. God bless America. We'll have Paul the Gladiator close out the show as the closer. Paul, are you there?
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, man. It's a great show. Love JD and the D-Man.
Yes.
Love their perspective and their shows as well. I resonated a lot with Google's mind control from JD.
Mm-hmm.
And D-Man said something that's probably true every day. I mean, Jeff Sessions, he is out fishing, man. This guy...
He's out to lunch.
Totally, right? It's just amazing, you know. But then, you know, you've got this perspective of, yes, we are the silent majority. But I'll tell you, you know, we need to get out and vote very loudly on November 6th and allow the statements by Lindsey Graham and by Grassley to actually affect us to get out and vote. We need to go out and vote on that Tuesday, November 6th, and make sure we have a referendum.
We will, Paul. Thank you so much. Folks, we are the silent armed majority. Paul the Gladiator is right. Be here every Thursday from 9 to 10. I will always be here by your side. Make no mistake about it. God bless you all. Good night.
The Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America. And